Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Welcome to another episode of the CP Podcast. My name is CP, and this is the podcast of me, CP, the CP Podcast, where CP talk about shit CP want to talk about, the CP. That's why we named it after me, because, you know, the views and opinions of this podcast is me, unless Maya says it. Maya's right here. Shout out to Maya. Yes. The with the unquenchable inquisitiveness. Yeah, and then Amir, who has more black outfits than a shadow. Anyway, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Have you heard about this new Oculus headset?
The one that can kill you?
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you think about it? Would you ever use it?
If I was really good and knew I wasn't going to die in the game.
Okay, so...
It's like, nah, I never use no shit like that. So it blows your head up if you die in the game.
Yes, but he says, this is this guy called...
I need to see a video of it on a dummy. Go ahead.
Oh, no, no, no. Because here's what he says. This is his blog, actually, for Palmer Luckey. He's the guy who made Oculus, and people are like, oh, he's kind of crazy billionaire. But he says that the good news is that we are halfway to making a true nerve gear. The bad news is that so far, I have only figured out the half that kills you. The perfect VR half of the equation is still many years out. So he hasn't figured out, he knows how to kill you. And he knows how you play the game with the Oculus, but he doesn't know how to combine you dying. Like, how is he going to kill you through the game?
So, this can kill you, but he don't know how to make the game do it.
Yeah, and he's like, well, should I get, like, a panel that decides you have lost in the game, and then they press the button? Well, then it's kind of murder, right? Unless it's international waters.
Where are they doing this at?
Well, this is just in his office right now. I don't know if they've even tested it. Like, it'll explode, so it'll kill you. But, I mean, where do you test this? And who's going to volunteer?
Hunger Games. Hunger Games is coming. They're all going to have these. Running around in that virtual reality. Running around, going crazy. Running around, sucking titties or whatever. You die in the game, you die in real life. Hunger Games.
You think people do this for money? They'll sign up for it?
I think people are already doing it for money and we don't know, just like some Squid Game shit.
You think there's Squid Games going on?
If you can believe it or if you can perceive it, it's probably already been done. They made a whole movie about it and everything. I mean, at very least, copycats are trying to probably do it. It was a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah. I haven't seen any of those snuff videos, so I don't know if they're real.
Then Mr. Beast did something like that. Obviously, it's not dire or whatever, but it was for money.
Who did?
Mr. Beast. You guys ever heard of Mr. Beast? He's like a YouTuber. He kind of just goes around and, like, gives away things, like, all the time. Like, he's known to do that. Like, he went to a dealership in this random town and just, like, bought... Somebody came in and wanted a car. He, like, bought a car for, like, everybody that came in. Like, randomly. It's just random.
He's, like, a billionaire right now, right?
I don't know how much money
super
he
nice
has.
Car or just, like, some bullshit that they
He was at, like, a used car dealership. And he just, like, they had cars on the lot. And he's just, like, he was just there. And he's, like, they person wanted a car. He's, like, yeah, you got it. He's, like, whatever. Like, here. He's giving them away.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
He's done plenty of stuff like that. Just giveaways and all kinds of stuff.
I want to really be able to do that one day and then don't do it. Because fuck people.
I think it's cool to give back.
I mean, yeah, give back, but I ain't giving to new motherfuckers just running around giving shit to new people. You give back like, hey, teacher. Hey, influential person. Hey, auntie. Hey, mentor. Not like, hey, welcome to fucking Wendy's. Fuck you. Buy your fucking burger, bitch.
Like when the, what was it? The lottery or whatever, Mega Millions or whatever the fuck just happened. And that, when they say like the gross was $2 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Something stupid like that.
Something crazy as hell.
After the taxes.
Even still, that's a lot of money. Away with cash, so my girlfriend had asked me, she was like, what would you do with it? Like if you want it, like what would you do? And I was like, oh, off top, I was like, easily, like everybody I know, like that I really fuck with like that, everybody would get $1 million. Easily.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that's just easy work.
That's and just it, a dollar to you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like if, it's like, bro, if I had a bit, so it's $900 million. $1 million.
No, you have 900,000.
Yeah.
Million to make $1 billion.
Yeah.
So you have 900,000 of these. Here's one.
No.
No, it's 900 million because after taxes, they take half.
No.
I'm so yeah, like 900 million. So I have a. So if I gave everybody $1 million, I would have. Yeah, it's 900.
900 million.
900 million.
Yeah.
Because right. They take the taxes off. So you probably know 150 people, right?
Dang, or something like that. It is 900.
Yeah,
million.
900 okay, million. Yeah. I see what you were going, but I think that's in the like trillion territory or something like that. Oh.
Watch the lottery be $1 trillion next week.
Oh, no, I'll buy it. I think it got to a trillion before, didn't it, one time?
I don't think so. It's possible. I think it's the highest
it's ever. Yeah, 2 billion, I think, is the highest it's ever. $1 trillion, bro. That's, nigga. That's a lot of money.
I had to go play it. I don't even believe in that shit. But I'd be like, man, let me.
Yo, you get $1 trillion, they're going to try to kill it. That's why I was like, nah. I was like, all right, take this out. I was like, if I get that money, I'm moving out. Same day. I don't know where the fuck I'm going. I'm leaving. Like, I have to leave.
If I get that kind of money, I'm never saying excuse me ever again in my fucking life. I'm walking through everything.
I don't.
Children, puppies. I'm never saying excuse me ever with 900 million. Move! Kind of crunch.
Field
trips, ducks.
California state where you got to announce, like, they say who won. Because some states, you have to kind of be like you. They yeah, tell right. You
first of all, I'm going to take the money that I have and change my name to Mr. Shit Spot. And then, like, Mr. Shit Spot won. And I'm going to have a mask on. I'm like, yeah. And I'm going to go change my name back to whatever the fuck I want it to be.
Anywhere you go, you're like, oh, you're the dude they won this, man.
Yeah, that's
no,
right.
I'm going to have a mask
you
on.
Don't go and accept
you,
it.
You have a mask on.
You're supposed to, what they say.
You wear prosthetics. I'd be real fat. Would they get ready for I'd be Big Mama's house. Ooh, Sherry, I'm so happy. Man, I'd be anybody
but
me.
You got to go to the gas station or wherever you got it from to claim it, kind of?
It depends. If it's over a certain amount, you go to the office.
Hell no. Okay. You call the number on the back. Like, what up, though? Yeah, this me.
I would have said, right, no way. You're trying to go into everybody standing outside like, God damn.
Here's not looking for me. Yeah, you imagine carrying two.
Somebody out
dollars.
Here won, though. That's just crazy.
Huh?
Somebody out here won. In Altadena.
I know.
I was like, God
good
damn.
For them.
They my auntie. They don't know it.
Well, that's why you're not supposed to tell anybody you won the lottery. You're supposed to get a lawyer to go get it. Because everyone you've ever met in your whole life is going to come asking for $1 million.
And they can get $1 million.
You met a lot of people.
I mean, maybe they can get 1,000.
I was like, bro, I'm getting $1 million, bro. I don't want to hear nothing else, though.
Oh yeah, because
it's $1 million, and like I got the rest of it. I'm gonna have some. I'm gonna split it. I'm gonna have a lot to just fuck around and play with or whatever. And then I got a bunch like play with, meaning invest in my life and make sure that I'm good. My family, I'm already set my family up.
Niggas,
and then friends and shit like that. Yeah. And then it'd be like just random shit, like just random things, but also acts of like I want to put arts back into school. So that'd be my big goal. Go back to my hometown and be like, all right, because only 30,000 people in my hometown. Yeah.
Really?
So yeah, I'm from a super small town and. Petersburg, Virginia. And I'm going to be like, dog, I can change the landscape because I grew up there. Like, I know what it's like to have no books or books that's from the 80s and no computers and shit like that. Like, give them a chance to feel like they got something to look forward to in those kind of neighborhoods or whatever. And I was like, well, with the amount of money I got, that's easily could be something that's beneficial, but I want it to be something that's real. And they don't even have to be like, Amir did it. Like, don't put my name on it. Just do it, like, from the heart, you know?
Off top, I want my own Big Mac named after me. you know what I'm saying? Like, dope shit. You know what I'm saying? Call it the Big CP Mac Bitch. And then they instead of an I in the bitch, they put a little star for the kids. Then, man, off top, I mean, I'm going to create a unicorn with a rhinoceros and a horse.
That thing is just going to be like walking in circles.
Yeah.
It's going to be that technology. I don't think you're going to, I think you're going to try, but I think the rhinoceros horse.
Yep.
I don't see that working out.
I'm probably getting two dolphins. Just because I know dolphins get bored. You can't just get one. They like Frenchies. You know what I'm saying? They smart. They be like, what the fuck? Is this me? So you got to get two of them bitches. And then...
Where are you going to put the dolphins? You need a place to put the dolphins. You just...
Where do you think like I'm living, million Maya? I'm buying an old SeaWorld. Like, I'm going to have the facility for my dolphins. Like, duh. Duh. When you get a fish, you get a tank.
Did you go to live at the SeaWorld? You just visit them like that lady?
They got facilities and lockers and shit in there. It's probably sweet as hell in there. And he got a nice view. Get that bitch renovated, plush around those underground aquarium things. Yeah, make love in the lights. I want to make love in the tub.
Stupidest thing you said.
I wanna make love in the tub. In the tub. In the tub. Alright. Anyway, fuck this. Let's talk about some Illuminati shit or some people getting killed. Kanye said they're sacrificing niggas in Hollywood. I knew it from the beginning. They're coming.
Yeah, I saw that video. He looked a little bit off.
I mean, well, he's Kanye. He said some scary shit.
Yeah. It seems a lot of sacrifice he was talking about, like, that happened after the person was famous. I don't know if we can actually play this clip, if they're going to get us.
They probably will.
They're going to get us. Yeah. Okay. Let's see if I can look at the...
What you think?
Transcripts. Well, didn't you say his mom... He was already famous by the time his mom died? Like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she didn't have to get the...
Kanye had 3 albums in before his mom died.
Mm-hmm.
He was already, like, superstar status. Like, Graduation was out. That had art. And that album, he went up against 50 Cent, which was, like, the reigning biggest rapper out at the time. So, and he already won. He almost went platinum in 1 week. So he was already famous before then. And then his mom passed, and then I think that was 2008?
Wow, you know, like 2009. A year like that.
I was a big Kanye fan back in the day. So when it happened, I was like, damn. And then I remember, because then He rapped about it in Put On with Young Jeezy. He's like, I lost the only girl in the world that know me best. So then it was like, you know, it was kind of like a sad thing. Then I think 808s came out later that year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that all was 2008. And yeah. I think that's
what I like 808s a lot.
808s was great.
808s was dope to me. People hated on it, man.
Because people were saying like, what'd he say? Because I think Kanye said that he didn't sacrifice anybody, so that's why they can't control him or something
right.
like that.
But then he said, my mother was sacrificed.
Yeah, the same video.
In the same video. I'm like, what? This nigga contradicting himself.
Wait. All right, now that I've seen the video, I don't... Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense to me.
Because Jordan was already many championships in by the time his father died, and then he left to go to baseball. It didn't make 3 championships
that's
in?
That's when he won the 3rd one? I wasn't alive, so I don't know the timeline on that. But I do know he was like after he won, he found out that his dad had passed away, right?
He found his dad, and then there was trauma, so he went to baseball for a few years, but then he came back. Like, it really messed up his career, if anything, or it, like, put a little speed bump in his career.
But he came back, and then he won 3 straight again.
He's incredible.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? What that sound like? That sound like a warning, like, nigga, we told you not to win. That's what it sounded like.
Nah.
It sounded like we told you not to win, and you won anyway, we're going to show you.
But the thing is to be like, why him? Or why that in general? Like, why we told you not to win? Like, he wasn't getting there before either. He was getting his ass beat every year before that. Jordan came out great, obviously, rookie year, but it took him 6 years to win a championship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he was getting smacked in the Eastern Conference Finals every time. Like, if he got to the point where he felt like he was going to win, he got beat. He never lost in the finals. But when he got close enough, if either he made it in there or he didn't. And if he made it in the finals, he won.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, so it was like, why would it be full time?
Yeah, he had a bunch of times. So it would be like, why were they trying to stop him? Like, what was it about him?
I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the fact that he became a sure bet. So if you could beat the sure bet, tick the odds, right? And you ask him to do that. I'm just giving you hypotheticals. You ask him to do that. We need you to throw this series. Of course, Jordan doesn't become the legend that he is, right? But it's like, maybe it's like, the nigga, we asked you to not win. And I'm just like I said, just playing devil's advocate.
He seemed pretty unhinged in that video, and he's been kind of, because when people are that mentally ill, sometimes they make up these whole narratives in their head.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not. I don't know where his family is. I don't know if he's got any family out there.
Who
looking
kind?
Up. Yeah.
It don't seem like it.
That's sad.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You never really seen him with anybody else.
Someone gotta go help him. But, just to be with him.
But it's like, man, we can't just be ruling up everything just because he's crazy. What if he's right?
The timeline doesn't really add up. Who else he say? He said Cosby. He said, did he mention not in this video, but he said Cosby.
Yeah, he said Cosby.
Cosby was already, this was after, I forget if the show was already done or was like in its 10th season by the time Ennis was killed.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is that you know for a fact that the rules go, in order to get there, you need to do that. And it ain't about nobody owing up nothing once they do it.
Because that's what I always heard. It's a sacrifice, and then you get the fame. That's what I've always heard. That's the story that right. people run with.
But, so I mean, but you also been lied to about everything else. The whole business was not to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
Or is me. That true?
Yeah. That's the other part about a lot of this shit is that it's like it's stuff that we not supposed to know. Then why the fuck do you know?
Right.
Like, yeah. That'd be saying it.
That'd be the thing that I'd be. I mean, if he's one of the people that's supposedly in it, then of course, then it would be like he would know. But it's just that like everyday people is like a thing that that a good majority of people consider other people not to know. And it's like we know we don't care because it doesn't really make sense. And it's not like we will rule it out. It's just that like everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's just every, like, this is such a common thing that's been going on or whatever. Like, there could be some terribly shady shit that goes on in the music industry.
Yeah, there
it's
is.
All behind the money.
And totally
but as far
is.
As, like, the
you
sacrifices
totally
and
is?
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, it's, there's a
fraud and stuff.
Yeah, fraud, shady practices, and people getting fucked over, terrible contracts, the whole nine. It's basically like slavery
I mean,
behind
just,
that.
That's the film industry.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? That's really any industry.
Anything with multimedia in that general scope of things. Yeah, for sure. And it's the behind the money. And it's like, well, if you do this, then blah, blah, blah. But as far as like, I don't know, the sacrifice thing is just like you give up somebody in your family just like for fame or something like that.
It don't make
Because then it'd be like, they would, because then if somebody that was supposedly going to blow up, they come out and be like, man, they was trying to get me to blah, blah. And they'd be like.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not a conspiracy, I'm like in the middle. But if I were a conspiracy theorist, I would say that anyone that they made the pitch to who turned it down was probably killed themselves in conspiracy land. So that's why that person wouldn't have come out. I don't believe it, but I'm just saying that's
you
what
they're
going
to
say.
You think they would get killed themselves?
Yeah, because that can't
if
come out.
If it's something that, like I said, we're not supposed to know, then you just come out here in these damn interviews talking.
But I feel like doing the interviews make him think that's the safest way that he could be because now it would be too obvious if somebody tried to hurt him.
Yeah.
But that ain't never stopped nothing.
You think it ain't, but I mean, we know.
I'm going to say that doesn't seem convincing because he does seem really, really like into the conspiracy realm where he may have found that online and it worked in his head.
Yeah, I can see that. But I mean, I can also see that nigga having a way different life. And, you know, that can lend to different experiences that one could speak from through experience as opposed to just speaking through the lens of a YouTube video.
Yeah. And he, whatever's going on with the Kardashians, that's definitely shady. Like,
what's shady about it?
Well, it's interesting that, okay, so a writer's strike kind of popped off or was influential in, like, the rise of reality TV. And then whoever is at the time where they were popping off, it's like, yeah, you pimped out your daughter for fame. Clearly, they pimped out their daughter for fame. So it's not a sacrifice, but...
Pimped out how?
The sex video, the sex tape that got leaked, conveniently leaked.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And do you believe Ray J when he said that the Kardashians linked it instead of him? And that's why he never was sued or never?
You know what? That sounds plausible. That does sound plausible because they have made a lot of money.
All of this shit just be seeming like a game, and they playing it right above our head, and people don't really realize it. And people buying into this shit, thinking that it's, you know, this is very interesting to see. From the standpoint of just, you know, it's just interesting to see people's reactions to some of this stuff, how people brush stuff off, or what people decide to think is real. It's always very interesting.
You know? Yeah, I'm going to need more evidence than Kanye saying.
So let's look up the evidence then. Not just about what he's saying, but like, you know, do people sacrifice their families for fame?
How would you even look that up?
I don't know. Whose family died and then they got super famous?
I know people who family died after they got super famous.
And maybe that's a thing. Maybe we shouldn't even look it up. Maybe we should talk about some
like,
other shit.
It's just the thing when it comes to that, because then it could be like, all right, you got famous, and then somebody in your family died, but like, damn, they sacrificed such. When it's real life, like, people die.
People die.
It's just, no matter what, people will die. Like, that's
people
just.
People do be dying, though.
Yeah. And it's just, and everything will seem like a coincidence when it's like, man, he just da 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 da. Like, Kanye, he just so big and all this other stuff, and then all of a sudden, like, his mom died. And then it's like, oh man, how convenient. That was like the closest person to him. Or like another recent example is Meg Thee Stallion, like her mom dying, what was it, last year? Or that's 2020 sad. Or something like that. And it's like, oh, she's like super famous.
Her mom
now,
died that
like
recently?
That. Yeah. It was like 2020 or 2021. Like her mom passed like recently. And she was like her biggest supporter, of course. And we got to realize like that's reality. Like regardless, her mom could have died beforehand. Y'all would have said she gave her up for this fame that she has. And then if it happened later on, it's like, oh, it seems like a strange coincidence.
Right. I mean, yeah, everything seemed like a coincidence.
And there was that Malcolm Gladwell. He wrote a book called Outliers. And he said kids whose parents died when they were young are more likely to be outliers later because they had to overcome the trauma of losing a parent. So they're more likely to achieve great things later in life.
Yeah. The Outliers book is deep. It talks about different ways that you can set your kids up to be successful, including holding them back for some years in school, which is very interesting.
Did he say hold them back, or did he just say don't let them go to that one next year?
No, holding them back before they start so that they could start in the latter year of their 5 to 6 as opposed to their year they turn from 4 to 5.
Those 6 months make a big difference.
Exactly. It makes a big difference. They're smarter. They're more confident. And starting at that point, they'll be a little bigger. They have more, like, it's just like it's all kind of shit. And he rated it on hockey players. That he was, I don't know if you read that part, but he was talking about the hockey players and how he would see that the ones who had a birthday in a certain month that allowed them to start school later just were stronger, bigger, and more prepared for school. Just very interesting things that you could do as a parent to, you know, set your kid up.
Very, very good. You want to see something cool that's kind of related to Illuminati?
Okay. I guess I'll settle for it.
So this Vampire Slayer kit sold for $15,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the late 19th century. And it was owned by this like Duke or something, Lord Haley, a British aristocrat and minister in colonial India. So this is his vampire slaying kit.
That's very interesting.
I mean,
how they know it ain't no damn, you got a couple pistols. What else?
You got the.
The cross.
You got the cross. Ooh, these are candles. Do they have stakes in there? We need some stakes for a vampire kit.
I'm just saying, like, another example of what the fuck? Like, but they tell us vampires are fake, though. And they do all these movies and tell us the vampire rules and this is what the vampires can do. And all the movies, even the ones that aren't even related to each other, have to follow the same vampire rules that the vampires got to follow in every other movie. Which makes me think that it's almost like, you know, like how flying saucers all kind of look like flying saucers a little bit, because that's just the common thing, which almost makes it feel a little like it's a fucking fact. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so here is this vampire kit, which is probably fake. I'm going to just say that.
Why do you say it's fake?
I mean, what you mean is fake? It's very well kept up and old and very convenient. You know, it's just like, you know.
Well, I mean, for 120 years old, if you
how do you know it's 120 years old?
Well, it says that he lived from 1872 to 1969. So let's say he got it when he was 28. So I'm just guessing. So okay. 120 to 140 so, or something.
All right. So, and he caught vampires and killed them with it.
No, I mean, it could have just been something that he had in his house.
But were they making vampire movies way back then? When was the first vampire movie created? Let's start there.
Oh, I think I may have seen it on Shudder. And there was a story of vampires going for a long, long time. Nosferatu. Was that the first one?
See, that's what we need to know. When was the first vampire movie made?
Because it's off of a book.
Yeah.
This one? Have you?
Yeah, that looked like it's 1922. Bam. So these motherfuckers had a vampire catcher kit that intricate before vampires were even popular through mass media. Vampires were only perhaps a word of mouth type of thing.
Well, they had Dracula. The Dracula is an old story.
I'm saying, but come on. Motherfuckers ain't getting the kits off no books.
Did they say when that kit was made?
It said
because we just made an estimate.
Late 19th century. Where did it say?
Hold on, down, scroll down.
Which says a vampire slayer kit dating back to the late 19th century. The kit sold for $15,000 or £13,000.
Around 1915.
Where do you see the?
The box also contains paperwork from the Metropolitan Police, a force that served the greater area of London in 1915.
Rushing an alien enemy in 1915.
An alien enemy. So like, they got the paperwork too. How convenient. Oh, people are so gullible. Scroll down. Scroll down.
Okay. Wait. Religious significance, crucifix.
Oh, yeah. Scroll up. Cause my bad. Because they had all this stuff. Because it said to 1969, but scroll up, because that tracks. But the box ain't 100 years old, though, but that tracks.
It says the box is late 19th century.
Scroll up.
This is the box.
That right there. Let's blow that up and see what's all in there.
Wait. I just had it blown up.
I think we was looking at the other picture.
Looking at the other thing? Okay, so here we go.
Here we go. All right, now. I see a steak over there. I see some cologne in that bitch.
Got a knife.
It's holy water.
I say that. Okay. Oh, that's what that is? I was like, you got some potion in there.
Yeah, you got some little potion, a little.
you got a Bible.
You got a little jupe in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
What is that mallet? What's that mallet for?
To dry the steaks.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But two different guns, too.
Well, them like two little bullets? That's just give them two shots because those are one shot boys.
Smart, that's true.
But it is two different kind of guns, though.
Is it two different kind of like?
Yeah, one.
Because look at the barrel. Holster for that gun, though. That shit look way. The gun look bigger than the spot that it's supposed to be in there.
Yeah,
that's a
look
good
at
catch.
The barrel. The barrel is longer than the other one. Look at the other short barrel and the long barrel.
Yeah, no. I see that, but oh shit! Can you take the barrel off? Because the part that the gun is supposed to fit in there, you see, like, the spot for it is smaller than the gun that's out there.
Or does it have a hole in it where it goes under all of that?
They must have to take it off because it fits perfectly without that long barrel.
Yeah, they might take it off and they sit it. Oh, shit. Yeah, no, the barrel's down there.
Oh, I see. There's another barrel for the other gun.
Oh, yeah. And there's a spot for it up top. Look at the top next to it.
Yeah.
There's a little spot for it.
So you take the barrel out like that. All right. Okay. So two of the same guns.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta put the barrel on that bitch. You trying to.
Man, imagine pulling that bitch out, screwing your barrel on, taking the candles out, putting the candles on them thing, lighting them bitches up, turning the Bible to the correct page, and then getting your fucking neck chewed off because you took too long.
And they gonna stand there like, are you.
Yeah, they gonna stand there like, what are you doing? Ooh-ah, ooh-ah!
I don't know.
That's crazy, man.
Religious stuff is, the religious stories is serious.
They get, yo, yeah, they get really into it in a lot of these Eastern European places.
Did they really get into it, or was there some shit going on that we'll never know about?
How would we know? How would we know?
What do you mean, how would we know? I mean, well, I don't know, Maya. That. Wouldn't they tell us on the news?
What's that paragraph right there says? People's belief.
People's belief in undead beings likely stems from a lack of understanding of the communicable disease and the natural physical process that bodies go through as they decompose. Yeah. Liquefying remains of the decomposed digestive tract sometimes leak through the mouth and nose of the dead bodies. The dark fluid looks just like blood. In addition, hair, beards, and nails continue growing after death, which may have tricked some people into thinking the recently deceased were still alive.
Man, if they don't shut the fuck up. So let me get this straight. So they just had dead people laying around. Like, his hair is growing. Like, no, dog. Like, this is, they had vampires back then. They probably still do now. Who knows what the fuck is out there? This could be vampires, witches, gypsies, all kind of shit.
Gypsies are real, CP. There are people called the Romani.
So then why did you say fuck them?
I did not.
Roll the footage. Roll the footage.
Vampires are fake. Romani people.
Vampires are fake? Wow. Are real. Pull up the vampires. Pull up the vampires and look at the vampire society. There's a vampire society. They're very successful. They like trees.
I bet there is a vampire society, but I bet it's like a kink.
Nah, it ain't no kink. They ain't no freaks.
Vampires ain't no freaks.
Yeah. How you gonna get some head from some long teeth? Duh. Nah, they ain't that bitch because they do this. Yeah, you found it. I just see the look on your face. Pull it up.
Okay.
Every night, I like to let them hoes fight at the club.
No, this is a king.
Saying, now what's up, what's up? I'm a Mac. I like to eat it on the back everywhere I go. I see the same hoe. Look at them vampires having a good ass time in Vegas. Drinking wine and shit. They cool as hell. All of them got a vein in their forehead. I like the way they look at me. Remember that song? Make you want to go skating, boy. Shout out to Sammy. When you skate, do you put your foot over the other foot to turn? Or do you just kind of like turn?
I turn on one foot.
I don't know. Wait, what?
You turn on one foot.
No, I'm saying when you skating and you go to the turn, do you put the
You mean crossovers?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not turning on crossovers. I'm going straight.
You're ice skating.
Yeah, or I'm going in a circle, but those are just crossovers. But if I want to turn, I'll switch from one foot to the other, or I'll just turn on one foot. Like I'll do a three turn.
Like a tsh.
You just bend into the circle. And
no, I'm talking about when you at the skating rink and you going around.
Oh, you mean like around the edge?
Yeah.
A crossover?
Yeah. That's the swaggiest way to do it. You know what I'm saying?
It takes like, some real practice though.
Yeah, because if not, then I can't skate backwards and I gotta learn.
I'll teach you how to skate backwards on ice.
Man, I don't wanna skate on no goddamn ice. No. A rink. Not the sink. Well, I know
there's one over on Burbank. There's in that park. T here had his birthday party at one time.
What, a skating rink?
Mm-hmm. Roller skating rink.
Yeah, it's one right that's down from the old transit.
Yeah, Glendale.
Moonlight. Oh yeah, Moonlight Rollerway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They play is like old rock music though.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm there to skate to the oldies in the 80s.
Yeah, they have a
40.
There for LGBT night, gay night. They had good stuff on gay night.
You were skating on gay night?
With my gay friends.
I know them niggas skate their ass off, can't they? You know what I'm saying? I know they be going crazy on the little skate, huh? That's what's up, man. Shout out to gay niggas skate. You say what?
We be doing too much sometimes.
You're already on roller skates. How is there too much? You can't do too much.
No, be on all that backwards shit, bro. Like, it's kids around here, my nigga. Like, they're unpredictable. Yeah. So the people that be doing the most, they're a little unpredictable because you think, like, I'm trying to kind of get out your way because it look like you know what you're doing. Yep. So I make the wrong move. It's like driving a car.
Yeah.
And this nigga going backwards. He ain't got no awareness.
Kids is short. You fuck around, clench a child in your ass cheeks.
He's
trying to be funny.
I've seen niggas fall, bro. That shit is, man. Somebody fall right in front of you and you skating and you not the best at it. And it's like, bro, this is life or death right here.
I'm on some ha-jeez, 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 ha-jeez. And I'm crossing, getting out the way.
Trying to jump over somebody and shit.
I bought roller skates and they're supposed to be a lot like ice skates, but I just never go roller skating.
Somebody said you ain't buying no roller skates.
Who said that? I bought roller skates. Why is no one giving me the chat? I have roller skates. I don't know. I just never use them.
There really ain't no chat. It's just God told me that.
I got some for me. Like
you say what?
I got some for me and I got a pair for Tony. We're like, yeah, we're going to take it up. I'm going to learn how to do all the tricks.
Shout out to Tony. Tony be skating?
We have not skated since we bought the matching roller skates.
Y'all should just go to the beach and do it like at the end.
Hell no. You don't get sand in your skates.
Fuck it.
And that ain't a good roll. I need a smooth roll.
It's not. I learned my lesson, bro. You know the ripstick? You ever seen that shit?
What's that?
It's like a board, but it got that little middle piece in it. So it's like a piece of a board and a piece of a pull it up. Like, it's a ripstick.
You got that motorized wheel in the middle?
No. It's just two wheels. It's one wheel on the back and there's one wheel on the front. And then in the middle, it's like a little pipe.
Oh.
And the way you ride it is kind of like you got to shift your hips like this.
Oh, yeah, I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah, ripstick right here. So I had one of the, scroll down a little bit, like one of the blue ones. I had one of those when I went to college. We had went to the store and I just bought it. And then on the box, it says only ride on smooth surfaces. Man, fuck that, bro. We at school. Like, I'm going to roll around. My niggas riding bikes, I'm going to ride his ripstick. And by Monday, man, I bought it on Friday.
They was riding bikes and you was on the ripstick.
Okay. They wanted to buy cheap bikes. And I was like, bro, I'm going to get the ripstick.
But how are you expecting to keep up? I'm already frustrated with the, come on, Amir, damn. You just like.
I was keeping up, though.
Nigga, no, you
all I got to do is, I got hold on.
So you were perfect through campus. You was looking like Sierra on one of them.
All you got to do is move one of your legs for real.
Nigga was rolling through campus like, my goodies, not my goodies. my goodies.
Nonetheless, that wheel was fucked by Monday. I had nothing left.
Really?
Yeah, they don't last. Because they're kind of like rubber, so.
Oh. Oh.
It tells you not to do it, but I was like, what's the worst that could happen? Then by Monday, I was like, oh my God, I don't have a wheel.
The worst that could happen is you could twist your damn hip up and be walking inward for the rest of your life.
It's like one of the, not most of them have bikes. We really have skateboards. And I was like, I don't want a skateboard.
Look at those Gladden wheels. Them bitches look like a fall waiting to happen. The Orbit wheel skates.
The fact that they only cost $100 lets me know that
that you about to bust your fucking ass.
Ain't no way.
But look, I saw some.
Oh, wait,
I swear.
The sharper image? So you can go to the store and get them. That doesn't look safe, though. Because look at the direction that you're going.
But look, I seen some, though. That's like some shoes that you put on and you walk. And you know the thing at the airport where you walk on that long conveyor belt?
Mm-hmm.
They move like that. So while you walk, it's just like a I swear to God, I don't know. They was like some thousands of dollars.
And what the hell?
They were called like you know what I'm saying, like electric walk shoes or some shit like that. I don't know. I'm going to look it up on my iPad real quick, too. Did y'all know that Popeyes had turkeys? I just ordered a turkey today. And then one of my coworkers like, you know, Popeye's got turkeys. And then I looked up and Popeye's got fucking turkeys. But they sold out.
Not this. Moonwalk shoes?
Go to it and see.
So is there like a lot of little wheels on this thing?
Yeah, I think these might be it. Check it out. Let's see if they have a little video.
Strap on electric skates? Is that what it said?
But they're not. Yeah, but they're like basically like a skate, but you just walk. These might be them. They might not be them.
I gotta see. Let's see if they have the video.
Yeah, go to videos real quick. Literally. Here
okay,
we go.
Here we go. Shift Robotics.
Yep.
Let's get this. Oh. Be quiet. There we go.
I gotta see how these hoes move.
Kickstarter.
Yep. This is it. Watch how these bitches go. Can you blow it up real quick?
Yep.
Cool. I don't want to find myself like slowly but surely. Look, that right there.
It does look like the moonwalk.
Bro, that shit looks like it's effortless.
Bro. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Like, this is what's coming, and your boy is gonna get a pair. Because I don't like walking anywhere.
So you still get the exercise, but...
Yeah, yep, you still get the exercise. They're weighted, so even just, the lift up of them. Yeah. So you're going to get... But it's like you're getting where you got to go faster. Walk your dog.
Yeah, I see.
I wonder how it is if you got to run, though.
I mean, I wouldn't even run. I'd be too cool. Like, man, come on. You see I got these motherfucking shoes on. I ain't finna run with y'all little niggas. These bitches cost a couple bands. You feel me? I ain't finna be running with you little stupid-ass niggas. Watch out. Doot-doot. Put them bitches right under your desk. Pick them up. Oh, yeah. Lock them down real quick. Take the stairs. Yeah, anyway. Yeah, hello. Yeah, bitch. I'm about to water my car real quick. Ship, ship, ship. Do-do-do-do-do. Where I park at? You don't give a fuck where you park at. You got these bitches on. All your Asian friends, everybody out there. Yes, how much I see Asian, but not in a bad way.
How much they cost?
You got the padders on. They sneaker. Nah, I had them on the other day. They're like a cup. They're like $1,200.
And are they outside of the Kickstarter, or can you buy
probably
them?
Probably not. That's at 3 weeks ago. So they. This is.
That's when I first saw them was 3 weeks ago. So I guess that's when they launched.
Yeah, so you can Kickstarter.
Look at it. Boom, 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 boom. Nigga, what if I had one of them at the talent show? Doom do do doom do do doom da da doom 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 theater. Ain't work. Da da. And then this glide across stage. Da da do 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 theater. What, man? Please.
I don't know if you can order. You can back them.
That's usually what it means when you back something on Kickstarter. Is like you get dibs on the product depending on how much you spend.
Let me see it real quick. Can we pull up like the price point, something like that?
Yeah.
For look at those are all the prototypes.
So
let's pull it up real quick for a good piss.
You can pledge without a reward.
Oh. God,
oh, pledge $1,200? Early adopter special. So $1,200.
All tiers so and the shoes so little, and the charger and the carrying bag and estimated delivery 2023
April.
April 2023.
Okay. Yep. See that? And if you pass 1200, whatever, you get...
That's $100 off retail. So it's going to be $13.99
yep.
retail price.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know I need these bitches.
Go back up to the top. They ain't really getting the back end, though. It don't look like...
Not also...
It just launched 8 days ago.
Oh, they already met their goal. Okay. Well, for only 500 people, that's crazy. So they got their goal to get the start out, at least. Okay, so we might see these in the street soon.
Yeah, you might see them bitches in here soon. April 23, doom da da. A doom da da. Doom da da, doom doom doom. I'm gonna come in here like, I ain't work. I this nigga's so sweet.
I mean, like, they really brought out the Back to the Future shoes. Duh. But they don't lace themselves.
Yeah, no, the fuck, I don't need them to lace me. You know what I'm saying? Wait till my niggas in a wheelchair get them hoes.
They're already in the wheelchair.
Right. Stand them niggas up. Put some put like a ruler in the back of their jeans.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's why they're in the wheelchair. Because they can't move their legs.
That's why you prop them up. Wheelchairs is don't got to be the end all be all. We come out with some new shit. You never thought about that?
I mean, we could probably give them a robot body. That they can't control.
You could give them like a lay down Superman chair where they could just be like.
A lay down Superman chair.
Fight niggas and shit.
They could be able to look up.
That's just a cot that rolls around.
Nah. If like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it'd be like the front of the Titanic.
You just invented a cot, CP.
Man, I ain't been no goddamn cop, man. I'm trying to tell you. It's like, it's called a mermaid chair. And they just in the front, and they just off the top. Think about the wheelchair basketball leagues. Now they dribbling. Whatever, man. Nobody got no imagination. Everybody feeling sorry for everybody. It ain't about that. We need to make shit better. Nobody want to hear me, though. Everybody just want to be like, CP, you are crazy. You are crazy, CP. Fuck all that. I'm finna back Moonwalker Kickstalkers. Kickstarter. I'm about to back Moonwalker Kickstarter. And give me some goddamn Moonwalkers. And then, psh, hey. Don't talk to me. All right, don't talk to me, because I'm out here moonwalking. Dum, 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 dum. Anyway, what else? What else going on?
Have you heard about this little history thing?
Who the fuck is that little nigga?
That's a mummy.
Oh, damn, my bad. That's somebody's mama. That's crazy.
They used to prescribe mummies for medicine.
I know a nigga look just like that. His name is Dre. My bad, go ahead.
If you do, what if he's listening right now?
What the fuck? He know what he look like. What you want me to say, nigga? What up, Dre? So look at look at your ancestor, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
This is a
They wrapped that nigga in a backwood, kept him fresh as hell forever.
From 700 BC.
How they know? They asked him, what year were you born? 700 BC.
They could probably carbon date.
So this nigga before Christ. Yeah. But they ain't found Christ.
He got brought up to heaven. They brought him up.
So he's then gone. How the fuck they know what's before him, after him?
Because he said
they ain't found Christ. Where Moses at? They ain't found none of them niggas. All them niggas didn't get beamed up. It was just Christ went home. Find me Noah. He probably around a bunch of alligators and shit. Find me Noah, dog. Stop finding Dre.
So they used to prescribe mummies for medicine.
What? They used to, what the fuck are you talking about?
They used to give them medicine. Say, eat this little bit of mummy, it's going to cure the plague. I didn't make it up. It's from Live Science.
Why did people start eating Egyptian mummies? You know what?
And then guess it says what? In hey, Europe.
Hold on. No, and then it says Amir, because we're not going over Tony and Maya crib for no Thanksgiving and no shit like that. Because they into too much bullshit. You'd be like, this jerky is great. And they're like, yeah, well, Maya ordered that from jerkymummies.com. And it's actually an Egyptian bitch that you're eating right now. An Egyptian bitch named Katapumbu. And, yeah, it's supposed to cure a lot of, get me the fuck out of here eating these goddamn mummies. Mummy jerky. You say what?
They didn't know
I ordered it from Mummy Jerky. Look, it made us a mummy smoothie. Look at that nigga drinking that dark-ass mummy smoothie. Oh. You guys want a mummy smoothie?
Oh, that's like, an advertisement.
That's an advertisement. It's nothing
yeah,
to do
but
this.
They would put it right under the smoothie. Probiotics. For us prebiotics.
That's really bad. That's talking about someone who got sick off of something else.
Can you imagine you go to my house and they make you a mummy cheesesteak?
Do you know how expensive a mummy cheesesteak would be?
First of all, you think I'm supposed to be flattered because y'all spent $400-$500 on this sandwich? No, thank you. It's the skin of a man that was here before Christ. You know how funky that is? That's a long time ago. That nigga, you just basically frying up scabs.
They don't got nothing left, bro.
So they just made what we So some said some doctors believe that fresh meat and blood had the vitality the long dead lacked. They didn't know anything. They didn't know anything about medicine.
So this is what they came up with. Let's eat the motherfuckers that died. Yeah, man.
King Charles II took medication made from human skulls after suffering a seizure.
Yo. What? What year is that?
Did it work or not?
No, it didn't work.
Yeah, whatever.
What year did it say it was?
Go back. Accept all them cookies. Accept them cookies before I get pissed.
I'm going to choose the cookies.
Oh, 1685.
What? 1685, they was eating niggas' skulls. They should have got a nigga said milk of the poppy and set his bitch ass down from having them seizures.
Okay, this is messed up. To heal them, severed heads were boiled and the skulls turned into cups to administer medicine to the ill workers. So they would drink it out of a cup. Now that's like some magical thinking anyway.
I mean, yeah, you turn the skull into a, you know.
Medicinal
saying?
Drops.
I thought they were turning that bitch into mashed potatoes or something.
Yeah, right there on that next paragraph, Amir's reading.
Medicinal drops made using a skull. And he was also encouraged to drink alcohol from a cup made of a skull.
Now tell me you don't get no head and feel better, though. Tell me that. Tell me you'd be like, I am not feeling well today. perhaps I'll indulge in some head. And then you'd be like, I feel way better. Damn it. You know I'm right.
Yeah, this is weird.
It's not weird.
That's weird, CP.
It's science and it's life.
This is funny to me. Like, it's not funny, but it's funny because bro had a seizure and thought to drink out of the skull. Woo! I guess he ain't had no...
He was shook. No, that nigga needed some head. Get it? He was shook because it was seizing. He needed some head because he got some skull. Yeah, you going to laugh at that. It was in depth. I don't give a fuck about these niggas eating these niggas. Fuck them. And they did, too. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
He felt terrible after the rule. Maybe not.
I don't miss Charles, y'all. He said that big guy when they find up his home eating niggas' domes. He said that big guy when they find up his home eating up niggas' domes. Oh, don't. Gotta eat domes. Gotta stay strong. Fuck this nigga. All right, go to somebody else.
All right, that said until 1909. Okay, so.
He go, huh, niggas. Like, yeah, what's all that shit that you were talking, perhaps? You ain't ever seen Lock and Key. Them niggas be coming back.
So for our podcast listeners, I think this is out of copyright. So do you want to hear the oldest song ever?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
The oldest song ever?
Ever.
Oh, God.
See, I put the mic up to the speaker.
It's called the Hurrian Hymn, 1400 BC.
Boo! This shit weak as fuck. Turn this shit up. Turn this shit up. I thought it was be some music soul, child shit. Turn this shit up. Bing, 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 gong, 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 king, gong. I could have made a better one than that. Gong, gong, king, gong, he's a bong, gong, king, gong, bong, gong. Tell me that shit ain't sweet as hell. Bong, gong, king, gong. Drake sweeter than that. Bong, gong, king, gong. Don't get him no streams. Bong, gong, king, gong. Dog ass song. If I could go back in time, I'd go back in time to like around that time when they made that song. You know what I'm saying? And then I'd be like, I start off with some of the older hits before I blow up. You know, so I'll take my time. I'd be like, shake it fast. Watch yourself. They'd be like, this nigga crazy. And then I drop my next album called Nothing Was the Same. My head would be in the clouds. And then you know, they probably put me in the Sistine Chapel. You know what I'm saying? Then I'm dropping California Love. I'm dropping all the hits. But don't ever get my fucking hands on no time machine. None of you niggas don't ever have a Drake. I'm going back to all that nigga bars. I'm so proud of you. That shit gonna be all in the Bible. Y'all remember what the fuck? CP did it. He did it. And you know you are. Yeah. Worse. Motherfucker never loved us. Woo! All in the Bible. You could be hearing that church. Fucker never loved us. Fucker never loved us. We on our worst behavior. Woo! Go ahead.
Oh, no. This is what they found it inscribed as, and they had to interpret it. It looks like cuneiform, which is the kind of writing system they had back then with the sticks. So that guy had to read it and inscribe it. So you would have to write it down, California Love, so that the people could read it. And you have to inscribe it in a
pottery. I ain't inscribing shit. I'm straight freestyling, spitting for them niggas over the beats that they provide.
They only had like a lyre, with a lyre, the do-do-do, and then a flute.
But when they
like,
hear
what?
How my voice come through on these vocals, they're going to match up. So they're going to be like, doom, doom, okay. There you go. Mm, 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 mm. See what I'm saying? Mm, 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 mm. How the fuck they record that shit for you?
Well, they had this, and so the guy had to translate the inscription into...
That nigga's cap. He need to shut the fuck up. I hate when they do this. Nobody knows what this shit means. This ain't no music notes. This a menu for a restaurant. This nigga's playing turkey sandwiches and shit. This is not... What do you think? This the commandments or something. He playing this shit like... This is like a sign. What if the sign say, no peeing in the pool? Those who've had diarrhea in the last 14 days... Do not come and get in the pool. That's what they say. This nigga's playing like his music notes because he want to be a... Man, I'm so sick of these scientists, man. Y'all be believing everything they say. This don't look like shit.
I don't read cuneiform.
This look like the footprints of a crackhead who is pacing around thinking about some lies they're going to tell. Fuck it, because I'm going to tell you this. The money fell out of my pocket. But no. Listen. Yes, I have a problem.
That's crazy. Well, the thing that I'm going to be looking at for next week, and I wonder if it's on Netflix yet. Have you heard that Graham Hancock is having, and he did the Fingerprints of the Gods?
Mm-mm. Did you know that if you got a pet duck and you be around it butt naked, it'll bite you in all your places?
Who said that?
It could be a swine, but they said it does be biting you on the ass, biting titties, it'll bite your balls.
Did you have a duck that did that? Do you know someone who had a duck? I don't know. I mean, you might be right.
But... You ever get bit by something that don't make no spit? Ain't no goddamn duck spit. That beak dried in a motherfucker. Feel like a tool. Think about it. They don't need no spit. They dip all their food for they eat. They dip it, and then that dip be the chew. They don't need no spit. You know what I'm saying? You don't need no spit to eat bread. You dip that bitch in the water.
I guess. I never thought about it.
But no spit means no snot. So they never sneeze. When last time you see that duck sneeze?
I don't keep close eyes on
it. Think about it. It'll sound like somebody farting into a saxophone. Think about it.
I'll think about it. This is going to be on Netflix, talking about perhaps an ancient prehistoric civilization.
You know, 80% of ducks' body is their ass.
Probably, now that I think about a duck.
Mm-hmm. Think about a duck. It's all ass.
But they don't really have an ass. They just have a hindquarter. Don't they have like a little anus?
It's all back. But it's like the feet way up here, so it's just all ass on the duck.
I'm gonna put it up. That's a duck's anus.
I don't want to see a duck's ass. God
damn.
But
that's you just said.
No, I'm saying the whole body is booty because they ain't got no arms. So it just start. You ever squeezed a duck, held a duck and squeezed it?
No.
Tender meat up under there. The white ducks, man. The white ducks, low key. The white ducks, man. They're pretty smart.
Yeah, no, duck meat is the best.
I'll take a duck and be like, what did I tell you to do? What did I tell you to do?
Wait, how much is the duck for sale?
How much is ducks?
It says I can buy 200 ducks.
For how much?
I don't know. It's not giving me a price. Oh,
scroll down.
Here we go. Start your project now. Day, week old, $4. 2 weeks old, $5.
So you're talking about what? 200 ducks at $10. That's $2,000 for some fuck. For 200 ducks, I need one duck. Give me $5. I'll get the next $5 for a duck.
Where are these people? Oh.
Where they at?
I don't think they're around here. What is ZW? What is dot ZW?
I don't know, but when there's trouble, you call it DW.
Marandera?
Oh, yeah, Marandera. Okay, so I'm going to show you. Marandera, okay, do you know where New Zealand is? Mm-hmm. It's not by there. It's like, Marandera. You gotta look it up, because I can't explain. I know exactly where it's at, but I can't explain it. I have no idea.
Oh, Zimbabwe.
Yep, right by Zimbabwe.
That's what ZW stands for.
Yep. Where's Zimbabwe? Was that in Africa?
Mm-hmm.
Man. Do you trust buying 200 ducks from Africa?
I mean, if I'm in Africa, yeah. Where else am I going to get the ducks?
Just catch them bitches.
I'm not going to get some weird cot dog. I don't know what it's got. It could be sick. Huh? Like, it could have a disease. At least
a duck got what a duck got.
Right, here we go.
You know what, man? You know, if it was crabs, I could raise some crabs and eat the crab legs. No problem. I fuck them crabs up. But I couldn't eat my ducks, man.
I hear ducks can get pretty vicious. You might be able to eat some ducks.
You say they get vicious?
Yeah, don't they have like coily weird penises that they... Aren't they... Their sex lives incredibly weird?
Why do
weird?
You know about all the animals' dicks? I had no idea. Might be like, oh yeah, then of course, you know, the dicks on the ducks. I never knew about a duck dick.
Oh, okay, because I've heard about this. I read this article. I took a deep dive. The horrible...
I'm about to look up duck dicks right now.
The horrible things you never knew about ducks.
What? First of all, that's so smart. He fucking that bitch like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's slapping the ass with the foot.
She looks miserable.
She don't look miserable. She look embarrassed because she on the front page of the news.
Yo, it's that first sentence is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's the anniversary.
The sadistic and cartoonish.
Now, from lobster golden showers to garter snake orgies.
Yeah, so garter snakes they have like big cluster mate balls, and it'd be a bunch of them garter snakes just fucking. That's why garter snakes be so happy all the time. They ain't venomous. They ain't got nothing left in them.
So the duck penis. Let's get a picture of a duck penis.
Oh man, now we're looking up duck. Hold on, let me look up the duck dick.
All right, this is because you asked about it.
Wow! Immediately, that motherfucker long as hell, like a goddamn coil.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. She looks miserable. That's why that duck looks so miserable.
They shoot that bitch, huh? What? Can you imagine having a spring-loaded dick? Like, bitch, pa-ya!
It's so she can't get away.
Why is she like trying cat, to get right? away?
Because it looks like that. Feels like that. Ew.
Man, you don't think her pussy built for that? She a duck, bitch.
She looks miserable. Even in this drawing, she looks miserable.
Well, first of all, she ugly as hell. I mean, she ain't no cold duck. Like, I mean, my man got a green head. He doing her a favor. He got that good hair, this nappy head ass, weak ass little eczema looking ass duck. Fuck this little ass duck. Lady, matter of fact, man, he probably drunk. Get off her, Larry. Let's go home, man. You can fuck around. Fuck that little scraggly ass, poor ass duck. Her head the same color as her stomach. Ugh. Weak ass duck. This nigga got a whole green head. He royalty. But yeah, bitch, shut up. Take this Pop Goes the Weasel dick. No? Okay. Well.
No. And why is this under sex and relationships? This should be under animals or whatever. It's nothing to do whatever. It's
because
fine.
Because they saying that some people got duck personalities you gotta watch out for. A nigga jump on your back with his foot and fuck you with his foot. Yeah, be careful. It's getting dark earlier. Getting dark earlier, man. My cousin, a nigga jumped out on his mama. That's how he got born.
It says that the 1 pound foot long Argentinian lake duck has the longest of all, with a member that is 4 inches longer than its body.
Yo, why are we doing this, man?
I know you asked.
How did we get here?
Oh, my God.
Oh, here it is. Okay, and then we can call it a day after we see this weird duck penis. There we go.
What in the hell? Oh,
what is this? Here we go. That's its little...
He put that bitch out for the picture, too. He was like, y'all ready? All right. Hey, y'all cameras ready, man? When I spray this motherfucker... That's crazy.
Nope.
I mean, you don't act like duck bitches ain't happy. They go on vacation every year, faithfully. You know what I'm saying? Like, they be living. They be living, man. Shout out to ducks, man. God damn. So apparently this nigga dick bigger than the long neck ducks. That be, oh, wow. So, you know, this nigga, this Mr. Steal Your Girl.
And rape her.
Yeah, go rape her, man. Come on, man.
She can't get away. That's why it's so long and windy.
That like, get over here! Anyway, dog, what the fuck, man? This is another episode of the CP Podcast. You know, listen. We don't be talking about shit because we don't know shit.
We trying to keep our money, keep our sanity, keep our shit out the way. You know what I'm saying? They fuck around, take my Adidas deal, then what? So we don't never have the answers. We just want to know shit. Maya took us down the journey of duck dicks today.
You asked to see it. I think the record will show. I think the transcript is going to show that you asked to see the duck penis.
You mentioned it. Like, they have this penis that's... And I'm like, what? Get the fuck out of here. Bring it up. But you already knew. You already knew. Because if we look at your browser history, just last week, duck dicks. Ooh. Dun, 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 dun. Every time that you get duck dick. Ooh. That's all on your shit. Anyway, y'all. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, man. Don't eat at Maya and Tony's because you are eating a piece of zombie meat, mummy meat, whatever you want to call it.
There's a difference.
I'm sorry, mummy meat. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm sure, well, this is going to air before Thanksgiving. Happy week before Thanksgiving. You know, happy week before Thanksgiving, man. Shit is real out here. You know, you got to stay safe. You know what that means? Put like a little plastic over your Jordans or something like that so you don't get your shit fucked up. Y'all know what time it is. Be cool with them J's. You feel me? I'm gonna holler at y'all.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.